Zentrale Prüfung 10, 2014. Englisch. Mittlerer Schulabschluss. Haupttermin. Wichtige Hinweise. Alle Texte, die im Folgenden zu hören sind, werden zweimal vorgespielt. Vor dem ersten Hören wird Zeit gegeben, sich mit den Aufgaben vertraut zu machen. Der Hörverstehenstest besteht aus zwei Teilen. Hörverstehen, Teil 1.
J.K. Rowling, a success story. She is an international star and has fascinated young and old readers with her fantasy world of magic. J.K. Rowling and her Harry Potter series. In a radio interview, Naomi finds out more about the British writer's success story with the help of her guest, Jeff. First, read the tasks 1 to 9. Then listen to the interview. Tick the correct box or complete the sentences while you are listening. Tick only one box. At the end, you will hear the interview again. Now read the tasks 1 to 9. You have 90 seconds to do this. Now listen to the interview and do the tasks.
This is Naomi from Radio Escape with our popular show, Celebrity Talk. With me in the studio is Jeff Brown. Hi, Jeff.
Hi there.
Jeff, today we're talking about one of the greatest children's fiction writers, J.K. Rowling.
So true. What would our world be like without Mrs. Rowling? Her books have been sold more than 400 million times in over 200 countries and 60 languages. Both adults and kids simply love her fantasy world.
Jeff, this is a real success story. Tell us, when did Mrs. Rowling get the idea to write?
Actually, she'd been writing since she was six. Writing novels was Rowling's childhood dream. But, you know, her parents thought this would not lead to a proper job. They wanted her to start an apprenticeship. She, however, wanted to study English literature, and that's what she did, secretly.
Really? And how did she come up with the idea of Harry Potter?
Well, that was in 1990, when she was on a train to London. She came up with the idea for Harry Potter during the journey.
Oh.
Rowling had no pen, and can you imagine that she was too shy to ask anyone for something to write with?
Oh, really?
Actually, this was the best thing that could have happened, because it gave her the full 4 hours on the train to think up the story.
Why did she choose the name Potter for her hero?
That's a good question. J.K. used to play witch and wizard with Ian Potter, her childhood neighbour.
Oh, I see. Jeff, you say J.K. Rowling. What do the letters J.K. actually stand for?
Joanne Kathleen. Rowling's first Harry Potter book was published under the simple name Joanne Rowling. But her publishers advised her not to use her full first name.
Oh, why's that?
They were afraid that boys might not want to read a book written by a woman. So to reach a bigger readership, and for want of a name, Rowling just picked up her grandmother's name and became Joanne Kathleen.
Oh! Is it right that working on the Harry Potter books was not always easy for J.K. Rowling, especially at the beginning?
Yes, the time she wrote the first book was quite hard. After her mother's death, she went to Portugal to work as a language teacher. She hoped to finish the manuscript there, but she didn't manage. When she returned to Britain, she was jobless, so she used every free minute and hurried to the nearest cafe to write as much as she could.
In a cafe?
Yep. Rowling wrote most of her first book in a coffee shop in Edinburgh. She liked the hustle and bustle of customers coming in, buying their coffee and meeting friends. And she could see the 400-year-old George Heriot School, which gave her the inspiration for Hogwarts, the famous school for magic. And she didn't have to make her own coffee. But let's get serious again. Can you imagine that in the early days, publishers sent her away because they weren't interested in a fantasy novel on witchcraft and wizardry?
Really?
It took her more than a year to find a publisher before her final breakthrough.
What's the secret behind her success? Is it pure talent?
Well, on the one hand, imagination is important, of course. On the other hand, having discipline and sticking to your goal is most relevant. I think it's a mixture of different talents.
What an interesting story. Thanks so much, Jeff.
Now listen to the interview again and check your answers.
This is Naomi from Radio Escape with our popular show, Celebrity Talk. With me in the studio is Jeff Brown. Hi, Jeff.
Hi there.
Jeff, today we're talking about one of the greatest children's fiction writers, J.K. Rowling.
So true. What would our world be like without Mrs. Rowling? Her books have been sold more than 400 million times in over 200 countries and 60 languages. Both adults and kids simply love her fantasy world.
Jeff, this is a real success story. Tell us, when did Mrs. Rowling get the idea to write?
Actually, she'd been writing since she was six. Writing novels was Rowling's childhood dream. But, you know, her parents thought this would not lead to a proper job. They wanted her to start an apprenticeship. She, however, wanted to study English literature, and that's what she did, secretly.
Really? And how did she come up with the idea of Harry Potter?
Well, that was in 1990, when she was on a train to London. She came up with the idea for Harry Potter during the journey.
Oh.
Rowling had no pen, and can you imagine that she was too shy to ask anyone for something to write with?
Oh, really?
Actually, this was the best thing that could have happened, because it gave her the full 4 hours on the train to think up the story.
Why did she choose the name Potter for her hero?
That's a good question. J.K. used to play witch and wizard with Ian Potter, her childhood neighbour.
Oh, I see. Jeff, you say J.K. Rowling. What do the letters J.K. actually stand for?
Joanne Kathleen. Rowling's first Harry Potter book was published under the simple name Joanne Rowling. But her publishers advised her not to use her full first name.
Oh, why's that?
They were afraid that boys might not want to read a book written by a woman. So to reach a bigger readership, and for want of a name, Rowling just picked up her grandmother's name and became Joanne Kathleen.
Oh! Is it right that working on the Harry Potter books was not always easy for J.K. Rowling, especially at the beginning?
Yes, the time she wrote the first book was quite hard. After her mother's death, she went to Portugal to work as a language teacher. She hoped to finish the manuscript there, but she didn't manage. When she returned to Britain, she was jobless, so she used every free minute and hurried to the nearest cafe to write as much as she could.
In a cafe?
Yep. Rowling wrote most of her first book in a coffee shop in Edinburgh. She liked the hustle and bustle of customers coming in, buying their coffee and meeting friends.
Oh.
And she could see the 400-year-old George Heriot School, which gave her the inspiration for Hogwarts, the famous school for magic. And she didn't have to make her own coffee. But let's get serious again. Can you imagine that in the early days, publishers sent her away because they weren't interested in a fantasy novel on witchcraft and wizardry?
Really?
It took her more than a year to find a publisher before her final breakthrough.
What's the secret behind her success? Is it pure talent?
Well, on the one hand, imagination is important, of course. On the other hand, having discipline and sticking to your goal is most relevant. I think it's a mixture of different talents.
What an interesting story. Thanks so much, Jeff.
Hörverstehen, Teil 2.
English, a changing language. Jared Warren and Kim Dacuma, two senior students at Woodpeck High, are doing a presentation on English, a changing language, in class. First, read the tasks of the quiz, 1 to 9. Then listen to the presentation. Tick the correct box or complete the sentences while you are listening. Tick only one box. At the end, you will hear the presentation again. Now read the tasks 1 to 9. You have 90 seconds to do this. Now listen to the presentation and do the tasks of the quiz.
Quiet down, everyone. Okay. Jared and Kim are going to do their presentation now. While you're listening, you have to fill in a quiz. So listen carefully.
Have you ever met a person who just keeps talking on and on with no end in sight? If you have, you might have wondered if he or she would ever run out of words. But this won't happen, because the English language changes all the time. If you look back to Old English, like 1,000 years ago, English was very similar to German. Then you move on to, say, the time of the famous English poet William Shakespeare, early modern English. Yes, I know. But he invented over 1,700 of our common words by changing nouns into verbs, changing verbs into adjectives, or connecting words which were never used together before. It's only when printing was invented around 1450 that the English language started to become standardized.
Yes, and today English is widespread. Did you know that English is the official language of 54 different countries? And that there are 340 million people whose mother tongue is English? Together with the people who use English as a second language, that makes 1 billion people worldwide. That means it's the most commonly spoken language across the globe.
Wow.
Of course, there are other languages which are spoken by many people, like Chinese, for example. But when we look at its use in different areas of education, science, and research, English is the only global language.
That means English is used on the whole planet in many different fields. For example, more than half of the world's technical and scientific magazines and books, as well as 3/4 of the world's mail, are in English. In terms of pronunciation and construction, English is used in a special way in more than 125 dialects worldwide. It's very difficult to estimate the exact number of words in the English language, but there are supposed to be about 350,000 words altogether. A normally educated person knows about 20,000 words, but you only need about 850 words to be able to communicate in everyday life. And this might be interesting for our exchange student from Germany. After 4 years of learning English as a second language, students usually use about 8,000 words. It seems like English will stay the most widely used language for some time, but it still changes every day. People play with it, and sometimes the changes they make stay. They shorten words, and sometimes they use letters to get their message across. Just think of our own text messages.
Interesting, isn't it? But let's finish with some funny facts about the English language. Did you know that stewardess is the longest word that is typed with only the left hand? And when you tell somebody goodbye, you really say, God be with you, because that was its original meaning. And, for example, there are no words that rhyme with the words month and angel.
Oh. Great! Thank you very much for your interesting presentation. And now, let's see who won our quiz.
Now listen to the presentation again and check your answers.
Quiet down, everyone. Okay. Jared and Kim are going to do their presentation now. While you're listening, you have to fill in a quiz. So listen carefully.
Have you ever met a person who just keeps talking on and on with no end in sight?
Oh, yeah.
If you have, you might have wondered if he or she would ever run out of words. But this won't happen, because the English language changes all the time. If you look back to Old English, like 1,000 years ago, English was very similar to German. Then you move on to, say, the time of the famous English poet William Shakespeare, early modern English. Yes, I know, but he invented over 1,700 of our common words by changing nouns into verbs, changing verbs into adjectives, or connecting words which were never used together before. It's only when printing was invented around 1450 that the English language started to become standardized.
Yes, and today English is widespread. Did you know that English is the official language of 54 different countries? And that there are 340 million people whose mother tongue is English? Together with the people who use English as a second language, that makes 1 billion people worldwide. That means it's the most commonly spoken language across the globe.
Wow.
Of course, there are other languages which are spoken by many people, like Chinese, for example. But when we look at its use in different areas of education, science, and research, English is the only global language.
That means English is used on the whole planet in many different fields. For example, more than half of the world's technical and scientific magazines and books, as well as 3/4 of the world's mail, are in English. In terms of pronunciation and construction, English is used in a special way in more than 125 dialects worldwide. It's very difficult to estimate the exact number of words in the English language, but there are supposed to be about 350,000 words altogether. A normally educated person knows about 20,000 words, but you only need about 850 words to be able to communicate in everyday life. And this might be interesting for our exchange student from Germany. After 4 years of learning English as a second language, students usually use about 8,000 words. It seems like English will stay the most widely used language for some time, but it still changes every day. People play with it, and sometimes the changes they make stay. They shorten words, and sometimes they use letters to get their message across. Just think of our own text messages.
Interesting, isn't it? But let's finish with some funny facts about the English language. Did you know that stewardess is the longest word that is typed with only the left hand? And when you tell somebody goodbye, you really say, God be with you, because that was its original meaning. And, for example, there are no words that rhyme with the words month and angel.
Oh. Great! Thank you very much for your interesting presentation. And now, let's see who won our quiz.
Ende des Hörverstehenstests.